Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I wanted to chat with you about this idea of stepping into the next version of yourself. And so what do I mean by that? Most of us can think of a time in our lives where we were in this transition period where we feel like we were being called to either do more, do something different, try something new, let go of maybe people or places that we felt were holding us back. And today I want to chat all about what that looks like, stepping into the next version of yourself. And it's funny because as I was thinking about releasing this episode, I had just recorded the episode about associates and I told my team that I felt like it was a boring episode. And they're like, it's not boring. And I'm like, well, it's just not fun or exciting. That's more of like a tactical thing. Some of my listeners are here because they're chiropractors and they want actual things to implement into their business tomorrow. And that episode served that purpose. Like I said, I'm going to be bringing in mindset stuff as well as some of the tactical. And today is more applicable for any kind of entrepreneur out there. And so I've had moments in my life where I've been called to step into the next version of myself. So my clients know I refer to this era as Stephanie Wigner 3.0, as my wealthy mama era. Like I'm embracing being a mother and still getting everything else that I want, right? Still having time with my husband, still traveling, still working, still trying new things, starting a podcast. Just because I became a mom, I'm not in a place where I want to let go of who I am or the things that bring me joy. And so for you, maybe it looks different, the era that you're in. It's funny because now I'm in my 30s and this is 3.0, but I can already feel the 4.0 version loading. There's already things that I'm experiencing, lessons that I'm learning that's requiring me to step into the next version. While I'm in this 3.0 version, 4.0 is being built currently based on the obstacles and opportunities that I'm currently facing. So 1.0 version of Stephanie was opening her practice and getting it off the ground. And 2.0 was embracing entrepreneurship, being married, starting a life with my husband, building our careers, doubling and tripling the practice. And 3.0 is motherhood. I've talked to several women and they feel this sense of change as well once they become a mom. And it's really hard to explain it unless you've experienced it, but there's just something that happens when you become a mom, that mama bear gets awakened, you stop tolerating things that you've tolerated maybe for a long time, or you just view life through a different lens and everything feels more important and more potent. And you are forced to let go of the things that are no longer aligned with who you're becoming. And for me, that looked like letting go of relationships, letting go of opportunities, letting go of feelings and thoughts. You know, we talked about in the self-worth episode about how it's forcing me to embrace this level that I'm at. I actually love myself more now than I ever have. I'm enjoying life more now than I ever had. I'm forcing myself to have more fun and not take life so seriously the way that I have in the past. And I think that that's one of the best parts of this 3.0 version of myself. For you, maybe you're just building your business and you're in the thick of facing obstacles and trying to figure out what your rhythm's going to be like. Maybe you're considering starting a family and you're like, okay, I don't know what this new version of myself is going to be. Regardless, there's a series of things that happen as you're up-leveling. And so for me, it's just this feeling of it's like this nervous feeling inside of myself where I wake up and I feel like I'm meant for more. What am I doing? Why does this not feel good anymore? What's next? I have this just like anxious feeling of like, okay, I'm being called to do something else. And that's how I know when I'm stepping into my next level. Usually it's scary. Usually it's a feeling that kind of starts as a whisper in the back of your head. And then it just gets more intense and more intense and more intense until it's like a loud yelling. And that's what happened when I was considering starting my own consulting business. I had started as an independent contractor and worked with a great company. I really loved it, but it was this feeling inside of me like, it's time to do your own thing. It's time to do your own thing. And until I listened to it, the voice just got louder and louder and louder. It's exactly what I felt when I opened my first practice. I had this calling, I had this feeling, but I just ignored it until the voice gets so loud that you can't ignore it anymore. Maybe it's this calling inside of you to become a mom where you're like, hey, I don't know what my timeline is, but I'm starting to feel this desire to become a mom. I'm starting to feel like this is my calling. It's a voice. It's something I think about every single day. And I need to answer that calling. And maybe it's that you want to stop working as much. I work with several clients that are moms that are like, I just feel like I'm not meant to be in the office 5 to 6 days a week anymore. I'm meant to do something else. I'm meant to spend more time with my kids. And that's a calling that you have to answer as well. There is no right way to do anything. It is just your way. And I think when we're trying to compare ourselves to others, it's easy to think that if the way we want to do it hasn't been done yet, that it's the wrong way. But I think that that's because you're meant to show the world the way that you do it. And it took me a long time to realize this. It took me a long time of kind of sitting with that uneasy feeling inside of myself, being like, well, I'm not supposed to do it this way. People haven't done it this way. People haven't offered this. People don't show up this way online. And it was like, yeah, because I'm meant to show up that way. And I don't know if any of you listening are into human design, but I'm a projector. And so that is one of my unique gifts, is showing people a different way of doing things. That's what makes me a great coach. That's what makes me a great healer, because I just have a different viewpoint than a lot of the rest of the population. And so if you don't know human design, I encourage you to get into that for sure. There's several people on Instagram posting about it, but basically you just look at your birth chart, you plug in when you were born, what time, all of that, and it kind of pre-populates all this information about you. And it's actually fascinating. I've learned so much about myself diving into human design. But back to stepping into the next level of yourself. So Kyle, my husband and I, we had this conversation because we had a date night and we were talking about this concept. He was like, I really think the first 3 months of our son's life was the hardest for me because I was stepping into being a dad and letting go of who I was before he was here. And he was like, it was stressful. You know, I was trying to figure out this new role. And looking back, I didn't realize it at the time, but I totally see how he struggled with that. And it's like, once he just said like, hey, I'm a dad now, and this is what dads do, and this is how I want to be a dad, he completely jumped into the role and is one of the best fathers I know. And that's the power of stepping into the next version of yourself. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, there's a potential if you step into this new version of yourself that nobody's going to care or nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to want to interact with you. Often when I'm working with clients, they're like, well, if I do this new thing, what if nobody buys? What if nobody cares? What if nobody engages with me? What if I post on social and nobody gives me the interactions that I want? It's like, what if? Who cares? Why is that stopping you? Why is that fear stopping you? And I have a friend who is a consultant for other online coaches, and we were talking about it this weekend, and she's like, yeah, I feel called to build this new thing, but it's scary. And I'm like, absolutely. But with that scared or anxious feeling comes a shit ton of excitement. There is nothing more exciting about building something that your soul is calling you to build. And when you show up and you answer to that calling, the most amazing opportunities start to reveal themselves. The most amazing things start to happen. You start to notice more shifts. The universe starts working in your favor for things. You start getting exposed to things that you never knew you were going to get exposed to. And so I think that it's just important to know that on the other side of that fear is massive, massive opportunity. And I see clients that I work with, I see women particularly that maybe are in a marriage that's not lighting them up, or they're in a business relationship that's not lighting them up, and they're scared to walk away from what they know to build what it is they desire. And that fear keeps you stuck. It keeps you stagnant. It lowers your vibration. It lowers your potential. It lowers all the abundance that you can attract into your life. When you answer that calling and you step into that next version, you are choosing yourself. You're saying, hey, I know I can do this. But with that comes a lot of new challenges. That's how my husband and I know that we are being called to the next level, because we're going through challenge after challenge, it feels like. And we know we've been through this before. We've been in moments where it's been like, man, everything feels really hard. Everything feels more difficult than it should be. Why is this happening? And we know it's building us. It's building that character. It's teaching us new things. It's teaching us new lessons that we have to learn in order to progress to the next level. So often I see entrepreneurs viewing obstacles or hardships as a negative or a sign that they should stop or a sign that they shouldn't continue, a sign that it's not meant to be, when in reality is, if everything was super easy, then nobody would have built anything great. I was just listening to a Tony Robbins podcast with the chairman of Chick-fil-A, and he's an incredible human, and Chick-fil-A is an incredible business model. And it's like, do you think that guy never faced challenges? Do you think Steve Jobs never faced challenges and he just gave up? Like, oh, this iPhone's not working. Okay, cool. I'm not going to do it. No, they persevered and they pushed through every single challenge that they faced. They continue to do so. And we need to learn from the great entrepreneurs out there. And sometimes when you're in an environment where you're not surrounded by other entrepreneurs and you're surrounded by people who maybe don't understand the lifestyle, understand the grit or the tenacity that it takes to build a business, they might make comments to you like, that looks really hard. Like, are you sure you even want to do this? What's the point? Weren't you happier before you started your business? Don't you miss your weekends if you're working on your weekends? There's a lot of disempowering thoughts that can come from our environment. And so that's one of the reasons I encourage you to just surround yourself with people who are building shit that you want to build, because we have to model the behavior and the actions of those that are reflecting back to us what it is we really want. And anytime I see a female coach online doing something that maybe I've had my eye on, I get super excited because I'm like, hey, if she can do it, so can I. If she has the potential to build a massive community and following, so do I. And that's who I want to be influenced by. I want to be influenced by people who are prioritizing family just as much as they are their businesses, because that's super important to me. That's a value that I hold close to my heart. And if I can pass anything on to you guys through this episode, it's like, who are you modeling and what behaviors and values do they possess? And is that something that you're truly striving for? Because if it's not, then you should find a better model. And I think that, especially in the consulting space, a lot of people have the same message, right? A lot of people are talking about abundance. A lot of people are talking about this entrepreneur lifestyle and the freedom and the hustle and all of that. So the information is the same. You can Google how to start a business. You can Google what to do when you hit a plateau. You can use ChatGPT for pretty much anything. You want to model people that are actually building something similar to what it is you want to build. And when I'm stepping into this 3.0 version of myself, I knew that it was going to require me to work smarter and not harder now that I became a mom. I knew that I was going to have to model behavior of people who are prioritizing family, who maybe had young children, because that is the stage of life that I'm in. And I wanted to pass on the message to you, you get to have it all, whatever that is. And so for me, having it all means having a loving relationship with my husband, starting our family, growing our family, having businesses that excite me, working with clients that I love, being a leader for my team, traveling when I want to, having financial resources for anything that I want, whether that's necessity or for pleasure. Either way, I want to have financial resources for them. I want to have financial resources so that my family can have the best doctors, the best holistic care, the best experiences. I had this realization that I had achieved everything that I had set out to do. And it was this feeling of, okay, wow, now what? Like, that was fun. I've really been building for the last 7, 8, 10 years, essentially, if you include being in school. And now that I have these multiple income streams, I have this family, I have my dream house, I have my dream car, I take vacations that excite me and light me up and provide a lot of fun and experiences for my family. What's next? And the next level for me is realizing that I can have this same success but I don't have to kill myself to get there. I don't have to work the 12-hour days. I don't have to sacrifice everything on the weekends just to make sure that I'm getting a little ahead at work. And that's what I'm here to embody. And just even tapping into that energy within the last couple of months or so, things have legitimately felt easier. I look at my calendar some days and I'm like, wow, I have lots of space. I have lots of opportunity to create. And not that long ago, that wasn't an option. I would be booked from the time that I woke up or till the time I got childcare at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at night. I would be at the office from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. Whatever it was, I was booked and I was busy and I was making sure that I was productive. But in this new season, Stephanie Wigner 3.0, it's asking me to show up differently. It's asking me to say, hey, how can I make this much money but work half the amount of time? And that's a problem that I'm solving. That's something that I'm working on. It's embodying this level of like, it really does get to be easy. I haven't dove into my past life experiences or my childhood a ton, but I've essentially had plenty of struggle and hardship, and maybe not your normal typical childhood, definitely not the white picket fence childhood that I'm trying to create for my son, but it's built me into the human that I am today. And with that, it's made my nervous system operate best under stress. It's made it to where if I'm not stressed, something's wrong. I actually thrive in stress, but I don't want to stay there. Just because it's an environment that I've adapted to and I have learned to thrive in, it's not an environment that's going to provide the kind of success I want at the next level, the kind of balance, the harmony, the rhythm that I want to call in requires me to let go of being in a super sympathetic driven state. And I think this is going to be the hardest lesson for me to learn at this level that I'm at, because I operate well under stress, because I enjoy stress, because I like taking on a lot at once. I'm having to figure out what it looks like to say yes to things that only light my soul on fire, only saying hell yes if it feels like a full body hell yes. I'm learning to have to leave space in my calendar because it's necessary. It's necessary for me to think and plot and strategize. I need to have openings within my calendar. And when I'm booked from sun up till sundown, I have no time to think. I'm just doing. I have no time to work on the business. I'm just doing. And we went to a mastermind at Jay Abrams' house in 2019. And one of the attendees asked him, what do you think is like the key to your success, right? And I can't remember the context of the conversation, but essentially he was like, I drive around looking for money. And in real estate, they say driving for dollars. That means you're looking for houses to purchase. That's not what he meant. He meant I drive around so that I have time to think. When I'm in the car and I have no distractions and I have somebody else driving me, I can think of my next best idea. I can think of that next $1 million business. I can think of that partnership that's going to take my business to the next level. I can think of that marketing idea that's just going to explode online and go viral. And it was at that time that my husband and I were like, oh my gosh, we actually don't have any time in our lives to think because we're so busy doing. And this next level, this next season is calling me to embody the stillness and to actually enjoy the stillness. Because right now, when I am in that moment of peace or quiet or stillness, it's very uncomfortable. I prefer being busy. And so when I look at my schedule and I see an opening, I'm like, oh, okay, let me get to massage. Let me get to acupuncture. Let me book that podcast feature. Let me do all of these things, right? I can find a number of things to fill the space, but it's actually just sitting in that stillness and being okay with it and teaching my nervous system that there's safety in that stillness. And if I've learned anything about myself over the last year, it's the fact that the stillness feels scary because I haven't had a lot of it. It's always been on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Cool, I achieved that. What's next? Cool, I'm going to go to school. I graduated. What's next? I'm going to get a job. I'm going to open a business. I'm going to open a second business, a third business. I'm going to get married. I'm going to start a family. I'm going to work towards that dream house. And all of that has been a beautiful experience. And I am so grateful that I've had those experiences in my life. But this next season is calling for something different. And so I'm listening to it. And maybe you don't know what your next season looks like. Maybe you don't know if you're on the first version of yourself, the second or the third, but you're only going to be able to find that out is if you actually pause and journal and ask yourself questions like, am I truly fulfilled? What is it that I want, but I'm scared to admit out loud? What are my deepest desires? If nobody could judge me and I didn't have to tell anybody, and you don't, you could just write it in your journal and you just let your soul, you let that innate come through and just tell you, hey, maybe you wanted this vacation, or maybe you want to sell your business and actually move clear across the country and not have a plan. I have a client that did that. And it is very difficult when you're oscillating between who you were and who you're becoming. There's patterns and habits that want to pull you into who you were, but that's no longer who you are. You've made decisions and choices that are calling you into your next level. And that is the hardest part, that oscillation between who you were and who you're becoming. And the more you can say yes to new opportunities and new things that get you excited, the more you'll embody that newer version of yourself. And maybe some of you listening to this are like, well, you're feeling stuck. You don't know what that next version looks like. That's okay. We've all been there. We've all started with this uneasy feeling and not knowing what the purpose of the uneasy feeling is. Sit into it. Let your body feel how uncomfortable you are. And I promise the answer is going to reveal itself eventually. I hope this is helpful. I love the idea of putting it out there. So if you feel called and you're like, hey, I'm stepping into this next version of myself, throw it on your social, tag me. I want to see you all step into the next best version of yourself. And I'm here to support you along the way. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.